There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studio in Washington with a good morning to Jennifer and Ken Kessler and you and Richie and everybody. The State of the Union last night. A lot of people are talking about that this morning. The highlights, the lowlights, the high lifes, the low lifes. Ted Cruz apparently embarrassed himself by trying to. This guy is a big talker and never has much to say as far as I can see. He sort of joined the rest of the chorus that didn't have much to say. And he, though, as described by somebody, stumbled in his response. He apparently was so eager to get in front of cameras. He reminds me a lot about when you look about the faces of the people who were there. Excuse me. Charlie Schumer, who's the senator from New York, never saw a microphone, never saw a camera that he didn't want to make love to. Cruz is cut out of that same cloth. He always wants to talk, and he doesn't really, for me anyway, tickle my enthusiasm. He is a complainer, a groaner, a moaner. Some of you may love him.
Well, look what he's complaining about, though. More government.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
I would think you would be on board.
I am on board with that. I just don't like his approach, Richie.
Yeah,
he stood inside.
He's a little weaselly looking.
Yeah, he is. Thank you. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. He stood inside the Capitol to give his response last night in that, you know, those. Any of you who have been in the Capitol Rotunda and have gone up and down these hallways, they are just echo chambers.
Right.
So anybody who's got the experience that Cruz does should know you don't stand in front of a statue of somebody and have no real acoustics around you and try to take on, in this circumstance, the president with something that's credible. He's got a cell phone video camera. It kind of reminded me of some of the stuff that we trip into here that isn't, you know, it isn't what it ought to be for doing what you want to do. This guy's running for president. He didn't like the first take. So if you look at some of the, and I don't even know how this got to be public. I would have thought that they would have thrown the camera away rather than let it get into somebody's hands. Somehow or other, what was on this cell phone video camera got into the hands of someone who posted it, and now it's everywhere. Let me start over again. And so he wasn't happy with his performance. It got up onto YouTube and then was taken down somehow. How do you do that? Help me, Richie and Kenny, understand. All right, somebody got a hold of this and they put it up on YouTube. Obviously, it wasn't him. So how would you get a hold of something that was his property and get it up on YouTube, and then these guys get
it up there, right?
What, to look embarrassing?
Well, I don't think they get that it's embarrassing. I mean,
are you
look,
kidding?
Marco Rubio, like, uncomfortably lunged on a bottle of water during his rebuttal speech last time around. These, I don't think they get it. I think they're just
look at Boehner's face.
Oh my God!
He's very orange.
You see him, the tan, the fake, the man tan.
It's like he's getting ready to compete on the season of Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he's, you know.
This is serious.
Who cares?
How does that get into the hands of people?
Yeah,
if you're,
no,
if you're serious.
Who cares if you're trying to say something and you don't like what you say and you want to we do it.
Yeah, I don't care. We do it all the time.
Hey, yeah,
either that or we just mumble our way through it and go on.
Well,
to the next
thing. when we're live and on the air, we have to. But if we're recording something, sure.
Just take two.
Right.
Yeah. But what Jennifer and Kenny just said, Richie, I think is appropriate here in terms of Boehner and his fake tan. I'm looking at a picture of Boehner and Joe Biden. Remember, these guys are all members of a club that is extraordinarily exclusive. They may not like each other in public, but behind the scenes, there's all kinds of whispering going on. Not only coworkers, they, especially in the Senate. Now, Boehner's in the House and Biden's in the Senate. But these guys are colleagues. I mean, you can even see when nobody's looking, when Boehner and Obama get together and they tease each other about their smoking, or they, you know, they have
like golf together,
a certain amount of camaraderie. But when they're out in public, they do the, it's showtime. Oh, let's go get them. And the people who are supposedly enjoying the sport get suckered into it, watching either side of the presentation, whether it's on MSNBC or Fox. And, you know, what you're not realizing, and I don't mean this to sound preachy or sound elitist, you're not getting the news. What you're getting, and that was one of the things that I was about to talk to somebody who was an expert earlier on, and he may or may not have liked the way I introduced him. There's too much of this stuff on TV. Now, to add to that, we're going to do the same thing in a moment, because Ed Batowski is here, who is a frequent contributor. I want to get the business, not business, the economic side of this. Right, Kenny, isn't that really kind of what, this is what,
yeah.
We look at the tax breaks, the tax hikes, what does it cost for the educational proposals that were put forth, the paid leave proposals that
were
put forth.
They're free, Doug.
Right, everything's free. Hello?
The college is going to be free.
Free!
It's not going to cost us anything.
Free! All right, so let's get maybe at least a little nuance into that as to how it may impact you, because that's what I'm interested in, find out how it's going to impact you. It's 13 after the hour on a good day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
It's 16 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Ed Batowski, who frequently publishes, featured as one of the 7 financial coaches and experts in the first of its kind online reality series, The Invested Life. So, Ed, as you watched and listened and thought about the economic impact of the State of the Union, are there some specifics here that you would like to address? I just made reference, if you heard me, maybe you didn't. There were a lot of comments about tax hikes and tax breaks and who's going to pay for sick leave and the various programs and what they cost. What are we actually dealing with here? And when I say that, when I ask that question, I'm talking about what will reality-wise actually hit the street because it would seem the usual stuff between Republicans and Democrats wouldn't see much of this stuff actually ever taking place.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I was actually there last night. I was in Statue Hall, and when all the congressmen and senators came out, I was able to chat with them. Mm-hmm. And first of all, none of this is going to, any of these tax hikes are going to get passed. So anyone who heard any of this stuff last night and said, my goodness, we're going to have more taxes, it's not going to happen based on what the president said last night. I asked many people, I said, what are the chances? And there wasn't anyone who said there's even a chance. Even the people from the Democrat side said that there's really no chance, but this is a discussion we should have. So, you know, let's not worry about that. But even more so, I think it's just a waste of everyone's time to have the president stand there and say these things because, one, they're not going to get passed, but two, they don't do anything to the economy is the bottom line. You would see,
right,
if any of this happened, you would see the, you know, very small little tax hikes. It would be like shoplifting. So it would hurt businesses. It would hurt individuals. And, you know, sort of like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. No one's going to feel it. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you run an economy. It was just such, you know, crap.
All right, let's turn.
It was ridiculous.
All right, let's turn to what Senator Joni Ernst said, because she talked a lot about the economy as well. The picture, as you can imagine, from the opposition, not particularly rosy. At some point, one, it seems to me, needs to recognize the recovery really doesn't have anything to do with government, and yet these people, unless government gets in the way, it's a business machine, and that's what we continue to go back and forth on these tax hikes and how they want to manipulate the people who are investing in the economy, investing in jobs. I didn't think that the Republican side added much to the conversation, frankly. I thought it was awful.
Yeah, I unfortunately was not able to hear her response. I can tell you that the economy has recovered. There are some jobs. It hasn't recovered quite to the level that it needs to be. But the more important thing that people are missing in this is that even if it's recovered and we're seeing more tax revenue, a lot of that has to do with increased taxes, but it's not to the level that it needs to be. People don't realize that because we're spending so much more, we need to earn so much more. Therefore, we need so many more long-term full-time jobs that...
All right, how do we do that? How do we get those, Ed? What do we really have to do in order to encourage? I mean, people talk about jobs.
And that's been a big thing, is that we've replaced a lot of the full-time, good-paying jobs with part-time jobs. So how do we get that?
It's the key to all of this. I mean, the springboard to everything that everybody wants is revenue into the economy. And how you get that is to create an environment, and we hear this all the time, but it is absolutely the truth, that is pro-business, less taxes.
How do you do that, though? Everybody says, yep, we got to do that. How do you do it?
Oh, look, I mean, you know, where you can't just give a broad-based answer, but the simple answer to all of it is you can obviously cut taxes, bring corporate money back over. You can get rid of some of the undue, not all, but undue regulations. I just had to pay $40,000 more for my business, and others had to pay more money to just figure out if they're compliant with whatever the laws are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then let me stop you there.
Part of it.
Okay, then government interference. This is something that the people on both sides, those of you who want a job, those of you who support the president, those of you who are looking, those of you who want to move up, you are not going to do that as long as the government keeps adding regulations and regulators and bureaucrats and bumblers. And this is me sort of on a pedestal, I guess, or a bully pulpit, or however you want to read it. The system cannot work. I'll tell you, as a small business person, with the oversight that we have now, it will crumble and fail. Until that is addressed by both sides, you hear a lot of talk. Republicans haven't done anything either, really, to get rid of big government. And so until that happens, you have a stalemate sort of economy. EdButowski.com. Check out Ed there. Thank you, Ed.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's a no-brainer. Well, maybe it is a brainer. Yesterday was the first time I think we failed doing this one-hit wonder contest, isn't it? Or do we have one other? We've been doing this almost
a
year now. So if we've done it almost a year and we've only had two boners, then I guess it's okay. In this circumstance, I'm guessing you'll be able to figure out just by memory where you were when Miami Vice was a big TV show. This is a Czechoslovakian pianist, keyboardist, composer. Your people, right, exactly. So Jennifer knows the answer. So who is this person? No, you don't?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, all right. 888-302-3684. I think when you hear the name, it will... What's over already?
That's it. 1 minute, baby.
I don't know.
But the tune, that's the theme.
Right.
But there's a tune that supports the theme. It was like 3 minutes and 14 seconds. You don't have
you
that?
You say so. No,
no, I'm telling you that.
So, I can play it three times in 14 seconds.
There you go. Thank you very much. All right, 888-302-3684. You're going to qualify for our Beaches Resort giveaway, which is an important thing. We have four vacations to give away this year, starting with this one for Valentine's Day, I suppose. And a manner of speaking, we're going to give away the trip on February the 6th in order to get consideration. To be eligible to go, you got to participate in some of the things that we do on air when we make it dramatically clear that your participation, if you win, will qualify you for the drawing for a 4-night, 3-day stay at the Beaches Resorts, either on the Turks and Caicos or on Jamaica for 4 people, 2 adults, 2 children. All you got to do is figure out who this is and dial us up at 888-302-DOUG. And yeah, we'll play this maybe 3 or 4 times, although maybe we don't have to. Maybe what we should do is engage the audience instead of what do you think?
You know what I can do is I can give you a little bit of a hint of another song that came from that show. That was
really?
This song created, Ken, 3 big hits. That one, and then...
Yeah, this is all from... You're talking about this show, Miami Vice. Yeah, this is...
Well, this was a hit. This one was a hit before this show.
Right,
but it was used in a bigger hit.
Isn't this Glenn... What's his name?
No,
Glenn?
No.
Fry,
Glenn,
right?
Glenn Fry was another hit that came out of that show. This was Phil Collins.
Oh, Phil.
Jennifer's favorite artist.
That's right. Yeah. Well, Glenn Fry was in some of the episodes of Miami Vice.
He was great. Mm-hmm. He played in some of the episodes.
Yeah. Okay, now I got it. So anyway, this fellow that we're talking about that we need to identify started playing the piano when he was 4. 2 years later, he started formal instruction. He wanted to follow in his father's footsteps as a doctor, but a friend
convinced him to develop his musical talents instead. So he formed a jazz trio at the age of 14, and they toured all over Europe. He went to the Prague Academy of Musical Arts. He came to the United States, became a citizen the right way. Well, these are the kind of people we want to have come into the country and come through legally and contribute. This guy contributed to our country, contributed to its economy, continued to contribute to its well-being. All right.
Here we go.
This is, that's Henley, right? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, right, right, right.
I loved watching the show on Friday nights. It was so much fun.
Yeah, was it Friday night that it was on?
It was Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't remember that. All right, Trent's in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Welcome to Good Day. Trent, how are you doing?
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Doug. I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
I am doing good.
That is a good thing to hear. All right, so where were you when this show was popular?
Gosh. Where was I? A lot younger, I can tell you that.
Yeah, join the club.
I think we've all been there and done that. All right, so
I even put my socks off for a while, like Don Johnson, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so this goes back to 1985. Who's the fellow who was responsible for the theme from Miami Vice?
Well, I'm not sure about pronouncing his name correctly, but I think it was Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer does well. Yeah. It is Jan, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was Jan. All right, so you get qualified for the drawing, Trent. Congratulations. Hold on just a second there. We'll take good care of you.
Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Common question on the show is about dog aggression. There are many, many different reasons why a dog may act aggressively towards another person or another dog or a cat or any number of things. The dog may be afraid, he may be stressed because his space has been violated, he may feel the need to dominate if he's been trained submissively, he may be protective of you or the family, he may just be curious or he may be overexcited. There are many things you can do to prevent aggression. First of all, be calm and decisive. Dogs are very, very intuitive and very sensitive to their guardian's feelings. So if you're stressed out, if you're afraid, if you're anticipating a reaction on your dog's part, the dog will react accordingly. When you're dealing with aggression, sometimes the best thing to do is ignore. Teach your dog avoidance. Very often, the owner will overreact to the dog's aggression, creating more. So remember, good basic training, a lot of socializing, and you won't have to resolve the problem because your dog won't be aggressive to begin with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stefan, good day program, middle of the week, focusing on what's happening. What's happening, baby? The baby can be Jennifer Horn. I don't think it would be Ken or Richie. Happy to work things over here. The second thought department is full of people. I don't believe the president talked about this last night. U.S.-Cuban relations. One of the challenges
he did.
Is that now, did he, what did he say? I didn't...
He just said it's time to open up. Yeah.
Right, okay.
He said Cuba's free.
Cuba is, right. Yeah, free.
He did say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Cuba's not free, but it might be after we muscle
everything
our way around down there.
Everything is free.
Oh, everything's free. Yeah, right. Okay. If you look
at that. Yeah, Cuba, right. School, child, right. It's all free.
It's
all
everything's free. Free. It's free. It's free. It's all free.
God, that drives me crazy.
Anyway, the government... In Havana, is concerned about the policy that it may, in fact, just repackage the goal, which is to get rid of the Castros. Fidel has been dead how long? It was Fidel. Fidel's the brothers in power. Is Fidel dead?
I don't think no. Fidel's, he's
Fidel's
not dead.
Not dead.
All right, so when he dies, that'll be the end, because Raul is not.
He's basically close.
Right, okay. So anyway.
Circling the drain, as they say.
Right. He's 88 years old.
Right. All right, so these guys are worried about getting pushed out of power. Fidel is ready to croak. Raul is, what, 10 years younger than he is? How old is Raul versus Fidel?
Let's look. Raul,
they got any kids? Brothers,
three. He's 5 years younger.
Okay, so who else is in the family that can keep the dynasty going?
Siblings: Ramon Castro Ruiz, yeah. Juanita Castro.
Juanita.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
That's it. Okay. Wait a minute, children. Well, let's go back to. Let's go back to Fidel. And look at his children. Alina Fernandez, Fidel Angel Castro Diaz Balart.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like just the two children.
I think. But if they haven't been, well, it could be like Kim Jong-un, right?
Right.
One of those deals.
So you would think it would be one of Fidel's or Raul's kids.
Hmm. But once we go, once the economy, if they open up, if the economy changes, these people get all pushed out.
Once you give them the internet and they start buying salad shooters online, that's it. It's over. They want everything.
Good night.
They will throw you over. I want my salad shooters. I want to be able to buy on Amazon.
Get them, huh?
Right, exactly.
All right, so I'm looking at the history of the Super Bowl now, Richie.
Yeah.
This day, 1979, Super Bowl 13 in Miami, Pittsburgh 35, Dallas 31. Terry Bradshaw was the MVP. Passed for 318 yards, four touchdowns.
Yep. Great quarterback. Great team. They had a great team.
How was the inflate level of his footballs?
Yeah.
I'm thinking they didn't check back then. They just pumped them up and threw them out on the field.
Well, so it isn't a big thing. Is this Patriot thing really something we're going to wrap our teeth around?
And yes, this is really something. They cheated, and they've cheated before, and I am not going to watch a Super Bowl because it's the cheaters versus the street thugs, and I'm out. Football has lost me this year.
Wow.
Why just this
Look
year?
At that.
End of story.
Football is full of cheaters.
And here's the lowdown.
Steelers.
Not like the Patriots. The Patriots consistently cheat, and then they get their little fines, and they go on their way, and it's a bad message, and I'm not supportive.
They beat them handily.
Don't care. I know they did. I don't think the Colts would ever get a chance to win. I don't care. They still cheat. It doesn't matter. Would you say it's okay for your kid,
if you're playing Monopoly
like you were last night, Rich, that if your son was going to win anyway, that it was okay for him to cheat? Is that a good message to send to your kid?
I'm not saying.
Jennifer's having a good two-way conversation here. Go ahead, Richie. You can get a word in it.
Sounds like you want.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, Jennifer, and you should too. All right.
It's my delay. I can't help it.
Yeah, right. All right. So the poll today at DougStefan.com asks you whether or not you think the Patriots cheated in their game against the Colts. A, yes, of course they did. B, probably they have a history of cheating. C, I'm not sure, but it doesn't look good. D, I doubt it. E, no, the Colts are just poor sports. I'm going to probably go, I know none of you look at me with any degree of credibility when it comes to sports, but I have a lot of credibility when it comes, maybe because I'm a New Englander, maybe because I'm as knowledgeable as I've become about not playing football, but the ramifications of the sport. I'm going to guess 3C is the one. I'm not sure, but it doesn't look good. It looks to me, but to go back to what you said.
It's a matter of who did it.
Who did it, yeah. But what you were saying when we asked the question, as I made reference to the Super Bowl 13, did anybody check the balls?
No.
And back then, it wasn't.
Pump them up, throw them out on the field.
Right. So how is this different? Could it be a coincidence that 11 of the 12 balls were soft?
No.
Okay.
No. It's no coincidence.
It's not a coincidence.
No coincidence.
They cheated. And they said because of the cold weather, it's easier to squeeze a less inflated ball.
Well, it is. The air goes out of tires and other things that are exposed to the cold. The cellular structure,
but it's,
the molecules move slowly, and therefore there's
less. You're
not
going to lose 2 pounds of pressure in 11 balls.
How many pounds of pressure are there in the balls?
There's supposed to be like between 12.5 and 13.5.
Really?
In each ball, and apparently the 2 pounds, so I guess it was like 11.5 or 11.5.
Mm-hmm.
And when a ball is, when it's cold out, it hurts when that ball hits your hand.
Let me get this straight.
Pumped up.
Your balls need to have 12 pounds of pressure in them in order to be used. Is that right?
A lot of pressure.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Right.
The only way I will play with them.
Okay. Next. All right.
But well, whatever. Right. I mean, they got beat by 20 points almost.
Doesn't matter.
All right. So the poll yesterday at Doug's. Go ahead, Kenny.
Well, I was going to say, the worst thing I think about, for me, the worst thing about this is that clearly they were cheating. We don't know exactly who did it, but when the penalty comes down, it's going to be like a fine, like they have to, like a parking ticket.
No, they could lose draft picks.
Yeah, okay. But
that's real.
They shouldn't be cheating their way into the Super Bowl. They should be out.
No, it should be good out of the Super Bowl. You think?
Yeah,
get them out, throw them out. Mm-hmm.
And
so where would that put it? Back to who was it? Seattle? Did they
Colts
beat?
In.
Yep.
Put the Colts versus, how did see, is it Seattle versus Boston? Is that the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would be the
Colts
versus
New England, right?
I was in where was I? I was in St. Louis on Saturday and Sunday, and most of the people who were there were Colts fans. Matter of fact, the fellow who was the leader of this group was an Indianapolis guy, and he had a Colts jersey shirt on. It was interesting to get the sort of byplay. And what more than anything else, I don't know if amazed is the right word. I think I said this to you off the air, Richie. The amount of time that we spent discussing sports and the amount of time these folks, this is 150 radio station owners from the Midwest mostly, and the amount of time they spend on sports in their markets astounds me. Because of, and the football thing, you know, with me it's a big yawner, and it has not to do with where
you
I live.
Think sports is a big yawner.
Yeah, exactly. So unless it gets to the Red Sox being involved in some sort of playoff activity, then I at least pay attention to what's going on. I don't care about the Patriots. I don't give a damn about Tom Brady. You know, he's become overly inflated local celebrity who, you know, touts, he parades around with his wife, and it's just too much of the stuff. What these people all forget, and I said it yesterday, and I will say it again and again and again, they are no different than you and me. They make more money, they're more public, they put their pants on one leg at a time, they need to take a dump every day, and they ought to take a shower. There's no difference other than what's in their bank account to what they have in their lives. They probably have the same problems, same relationship issues, whatever it is that all of us have. It's time we stop treating these people like heroes because they are not. And this shows it. They are cheating scum. That's what they are. They will do anything. It's like politics. We'll do anything to win. And in business, what kind of a lesson does this teach children who are, if you're trying to use sports as a metaphor for how you live your life, and these guys are cheating by taking the air out of the football, what the hell do you, what is that going to do? It just shows you they don't care about the people who support them. They don't care about anything but themselves.
But here's, I mean, at the same time, you want to teach your kids, listen, it's not a fair world out there.
Yeah.
And while you should try to be honest and while you should try to do the right thing, sometimes
it's okay
people,
to cheat a little. Is that what you
do? No, sometimes people will do things that aren't cheating. I mean, my father, and I told this to my son, my father was a golden rule kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the golden rule. And he got stepped on plenty of times.
Yep.
And he stayed in the golden rule kind of frame. And, and I respect him for it. But life's not fair sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to figure out a way, not by cheating, but by just playing hard.
You talk about me and how naive I am from time to time, how much of a Pollyanna I am. I've survived on a radio station in an environment that has tried to kill me.
Right.
Every turn, every road I've ever been down, everybody's tried to knock me out, knock me down, get rid of me. And I have not cheated. I have not lied. I have not tried to fool people. I just try to show up every day and do something that is of value to the people who support the program and the value of the people that I associate with. That's not Doug Steffen, big guy. It just is something as a result
of. It's a good message,
though. There's a fine line, though, playing rough when needed without cheating.
Well, should I be playing rougher?
I don't think you could play any rougher.
Really?
I think you do what you need to do, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, well, I think there are all kinds
anything,
of lessons.
Anything rougher, you'd be dirtbag. You would have to cross that line.
Yeah, and I'm not.
You can't.
Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked you about your generation because there's been a lot of focus on music and entertainment, and Jennifer's going to bring us up to date on the TV report. There's more Netflix information in the TV report than anything else.
I know.
What does that tell
it's
you?
It's our new reality.
About? It is. So anyway, what won out in terms of our listenership? 46% of you say you're baby boomers. When we asked you what your generation was, 30% of you say you're Generation X, which is 61 to 81. Let's see, that's the sort of sweet spot for us. Anyway, that's, you know, that's the area of my strongest demographic. 8% of you other. I always love when people say that. Let's see, 9% said no, 5% said Homeland, which is the younger generation from 2000.
I've never heard that before, by the way.
Yeah, Homeland, no.
Survey.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. 3% are millennials. So that's a number we have to work on, Richie. Got to do something to get those millennials in here.
Those young kids.
Keep them going. Keep them going. Keep them going. All right, so the Netflix report
Cal
coming
videos,
up.
Doug.
What? Cow videos,
cow
Richie.
Videos, yeah.
Yep, there's a new camera I'm going to put on the cows. It'll
help
us. Yep, the cow cam. Help us to keep up with that generation. Jennifer keeps up with Netflix in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Right. So Netflix this, Netflix that. I'm looking at a number. Why don't we go through as many of these as you can, Jen, and see where we are, and then we'll catch up on a couple of the other. I saw The Interview was coming to Netflix. What will that do for? Here are the headlines. You want the headlines?
Sure.
Netflix has been asked how many people watch their TV programs. They won't say. Mm-hmm. Netflix is going to bring The Interview on, I guess, sometime this week. And if you look at the earnings for Netflix, it looks like it's a great business model. That's
yeah.
That's how I'd summarize all of this stuff.
Their pricing is perfect. It's not too expensive. $7, $8
right.
a month is just enough for everybody to afford so that they will add that on in addition to whether or not they have cable or not. This could be used in place of cable or satellite, or it can be used in addition to, and it's just, it's really...
When it's $7, you don't even think about it.
No. That's
there.
Like what, a sandwich? It's
right.
like going to Subway.
Yeah.
All right. What's not like going to Subway is the sadness that you feel if you were behind the show The X Factor, because Fox Television Group Chairman and CEO Gary Newman told The Wrap this week that he has no plans to resurrect the singing competition series. There was always that hope. Simon Cowell promised that he would try to bring that show back. He does hope to bring Simon Cowell back to Fox. However, he's just not into The X Factor. He said, clearly, singing competitions are pretty well played out. We're not going to move forward with a show like that. Nor would Simon, unless we felt like we tried something new and different.
Teacher, I have an idea.
Please.
How about we make the X-Files into a singing show?
Yes. There's an alien. I'm cigarette man. Okay.
Just thought I'd ask.
Leanne Rimes, no problem, and I played along.
Yes,
Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian had some bad news. They are not going to be able to provide an insider's glimpse into their life.
Divorce.
Their life anymore.
It's going to be time for a divorce.
That's right. No more reality show. We're out of here. E! News has confirmed that VH1 canceled their reality show, Leanne and Eddie, after just one season. I can't imagine why. Man. I mean, watching paint dry is more exciting than that. Holy McGee.
Holy moly.
Now, a reality show I can get behind? The Amazing Race. And new kids on the block,
You
got it. Jonathan Knight and his partner, Harley, are going to be competing on the next installment.
Really? The Amazing Race is a CBS show, isn't it?
Sure is.
You just watch it when you walk through, Richie.
It's that.
51 after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Sports time. No, wait a minute. No, it's not. That's something you don't hear much on the Good Day program. It's sports time.
<I'm kidding. laughs>
I know we have a lot of focus on pets because Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. Warren is the host of The Pet Show. He also has a great line of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses, both for cats and dogs, which are superb. And what I like about him most is he is in touch with the people who are, and I say people because I think my dog is a people. A person, too, and I think most of us do who love our animals. Anyway, so a lot of YouTube videos will focus on one of those and some other things that are going on. The smart collar for dogs, should you have one, that's coming up here on Good Day with Warren Eckstein in a moment.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
The thought for the day today, a tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds, a good deed is never lost. He who shows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plans kindness gathers love. I can't think of a better application for that than with my dog and with so many people who love their animals. The animals always, unless they have been mistreated, are of good intentions, Warren. And I think that's really, when you raise an animal to be sweet and kind, I mean, they have it in their genes. I think my dog has it in her genes for sure. But because she's been loved and treated with so much respect and attention, it has, I think, it contributed, frankly, to her longevity as much as anything else. We hear about these people who have horrible dogs. It's because they're horrible people. Right?
I mean, you're right on target. But the other thing that's really amazing, Doug, is if you think about it, even the dog that's abused, even the dog that's mistreated, even the dog that's neglected, once they're put in a new situation where they're loved, that's all the past, and they're ready to move on. They don't hold grudges. They don't hold anger.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I've seen that so many times with Charlotte. There have been a lot of videos on YouTube lately showing dogs' beds being taken over by cats. The video of the day yesterday, Warren, French bulldog puppy who bucks the trend and gets his bed back. If you look at it, you got to see this to enjoy it, but you really will enjoy it. So you might want to check out so many videos. People love to share this stuff. It's all over YouTube, all the exchanges, all over social media, everywhere. I'll bet that you get more play on Pinterest and Instagram than you do on Facebook or Twitter. Is that right, do you think, for your show?
You're absolutely right, and there's a reason for it. Sometimes when you're at work or you're around friends and you want to tell them that you're French bulldog just pushed the cat out of the bed, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to think you're crazy. But if you post it on Instagram or YouTube, it's almost like, okay, you draw those other neurotic people with their pets like you and me, and right. So it really works well.
All right, story at DougStefan.com about the new smart collar. Did you talk about this on your program for dogs? It has a GPS tracker, Wi-Fi connectivity, and a camera that beams video to your smartphone. Have you seen this?
I absolutely have. You want my opinion of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dogs just have to get away from us once in a while. They just need to be by themselves. Mm-hmm. Let the collar alone. In other words, there's this new collar where you can tell your dog what to do. I could be sitting in Los Angeles, my dog can be in Arizona, and I can say, shit. How neurotic is that? It's like sitting in kindergarten and not making my bed, and all of a sudden feeling a slap in the face from my mom.
This thing is like wearing one of those wristbands. You track the dog's exercise quotient. The speaker allows the owner to talk to the dog through the... Come on.
I
would do it only because I could have my dog change the channel so the right TV station's on when I come home. Yeah. But I'm not opposed to the collar itself. Let me tell you what I'm opposed to. I'm opposed to talking to the dog. But in terms of the GPS end of it, I think it's just another way that, heaven forbid, your dog or cat gets lost. It's a way of tracking it down. So I'm pro that.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.